sound like you hit, son. I'm repairing it. The biggest, I've got a 40 amp triplet, a triplet, however you want to call it. I've had it apart, and I got it in a little bucket, all the parts. I still have photographs of it when I took it apart, just in case I forgot. I'm glad I did, because that thing's been there for 4 years. But it's just the pain. And they didn't use sockets on any of those transistors. And to get to them, you had to take the whole power supply apart. And then you got to unsolder every one to check them. Just a pain in the butt. I don't know why anybody would do that. It's so simple, just put a socket in.
One thing I look for and I don't have is those sockets. I don't know where to order any from, but the TO3s. But problem is minimum order, you know, at a lot of places. And I wouldn't mind ordering half a dozen or something, but you don't use them that often. But this one had a leg broke on the I'm watching this guy. I hope he isn't trying to pull in there where there isn't a parking place, because there's not room next to me. It had a broken leg on the base, I think it was, of the pass transistor. And it, when I first plugged it in, I seen it spark back there. And that was part of the problem right there. And then that 723 was out. I used to have a trip light, 35 amp, and it was a real darn good power supply. I think I repaired it and then sold it on eBay or something. It's been many years ago, but it was a nice supply.
This one's well made. It's probably, my goodness, I don't know, 30 plus years old. I know what happened. I know why I went bad. When you when you take the load and you put the load minus on the plus and vice versa, they don't like that. That was my fault. I'm sure it's the pass. It could be a rectifier, but I was almost positive it's the pass transistor. But that was stupid. But the thing about it is, unlike the Astrons, they use the bolts on the back, you know. Plus is on the top and the minus is on the bottom. Well, triplet is just the opposite. And I forgot about it and I was connecting something from the front. And when I did, I put it on backwards on that thing. Was not good. The equipment didn't get damaged, but the power supply sure didn't like it.
This is your old TR. Yeah, well, I think everybody in their life's done something like that. Like I did on that Riddy box. I got a wire wrong on it, and I'll never forget that. Now, I wish I was set up for Riddy, but Bernice don't like to listen to it, so I'm doing okay without it. But at any rate, someday I might get interested in it. But yeah, I would look, if it blew the fuse, it's probably the crowbar circuit, if they got it in it, and I would say those are good. Those are good supplies, so it probably does, Bill. So it might be that SCR for that. I had a huge power supply do that to me one time on a CNC machine, and it had multiple supplies, and I'm sure you've seen them. The unit probably was 2 foot by 2 foot, sit down the bottom of this Bendix computer, and it took out an SCR and shorted it to ground, and it was a little more difficult to find because there was 5 volts, plus minus 15 volts, minus 5 volts, plus 12, minus 12. All those were built into one supply, and it was a booger. So I repaired it, but and the machine was getting older, and it was very difficult to locate another supply, and of course, they had parts on the machine waiting to go, and they don't give those kind away. Shoot, those are not $100 power supply. I forget the size of those capacitors, Bill. They must have been 3 inches in diameter and 4 or 5 inches high, and they were stacks of them in there, the fielders. Wow. Well, Bill, I'm going to run in, and it's been a great pleasure talking to you. It's just sprinkling now here at Taylor's. She wanted to go to the Taylor's Aldi's because we're going over to Walmart, and she likes them better than the other one. So I'll let you go. She's getting some water, and that takes two of us to lift a case of that stuff anymore. It's that old AGE stuff. 73's Bill, take care. N4IQ, N0TR.
Here at the restaurant. Sound like a big power supply. Yeah, this 40 amp. Triplet. Our trip light. Actually has 220 amps in parallel. One of them's working, the other one's not. But anyway, let me go. Enjoy the chat, too. Watch out for the rain and those crazy people. N0TR, N4IQ.